Hey there, friends. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your daily dose of real talk about emotional mastery and self-control. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster called life with a little more grace and a whole lot more confidence. Now, let's be honest. Sometimes we all feel like that imposter syndrome is knocking at the door, whispering doubts in our ears. Ever felt like you were faking it till you made it? You know that feeling when you land an awesome opportunity, but then your inner critic starts throwing shade, questioning if you're actually worthy of it. Well, I'm here to tell you those voices can be tamed. And the secret weapon? Self-talk. You might be thinking, Logan, self-talk. Isn't that just me talking to myself in the mirror? Well, yes, but there's a whole lot more to it than that. It's about consciously choosing your words, those internal narratives that shape how we feel, and ultimately, how we act. Think of it like this. Your brain is constantly running commentary on everything you do, every thought, every feeling. So, what are some ways to use self-talk to boost confidence? Let me break it down for you with a few game-changing tips. 1. Ditch the negative Nancy. First things first, identify those negative self-talk patterns. Are you constantly putting yourself down? Are you expecting failure before even trying? Recognizing them is the first step to breaking free. Think of it like pulling weeds in your garden. You got to get rid of the bad stuff to make space for the good. 2. Reframe your thoughts. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true, or what evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Reframing your thoughts into positive affirmations can be a powerful tool. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try I'm capable and worthy. It might feel awkward at first, but with consistent practice, it becomes easier. Remember, you're training your brain to think differently. 3. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish a challenging task? Nail that presentation? Give yourself a high five. Celebrating your wins builds momentum and reinforces positive self-belief. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. You know the saying, you are who you surround yourself with. It's so true. Seek out people who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in your potential. They can be a powerful source of support and encouragement. And remember, it's okay to distance yourself from those who constantly bring you down. 5. Practice gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, shifts your focus away from negativity and cultivates a sense of contentment. It's like training your brain to be more receptive to the positive. Think about that time you really wanted to go for something. Maybe it was asking for a raise, trying out for a team, or even just starting that new hobby you've been eyeing. Now, picture yourself leading up to that moment. What were those inner voices saying? Were they encouraging or discouraging? Chances are, if you felt hesitant or afraid, your self-talk wasn't exactly on your side. But imagine if you had flipped the script. If those internal voices had been chanting positive affirmations, celebrating your potential, and reminding you of your past successes. Wouldn't that have made a world of difference? Remember, confidence isn't something you're born with. It's a muscle you build through consistent effort. Start by paying attention to your self-talk, identifying those negative patterns, and consciously choosing more empowering words. Celebrate your wins, surround yourself with positivity, and practice gratitude. This journey towards emotional mastery is all about taking small steps every day, one positive affirmation at a time. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. Keep practicing, keep believing in yourself, and you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. Now, go out there and rock your world with that newfound confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little self-love boost. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave us a review and let us know your thoughts. Until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.